No, this nigga speaking through mine.
No, like you're literally far from your mic. Start it off.
Oh, I didn't tell y'all. I got stimulated. With that devil dose. I got stimulated, had to throw that all on the bills. I mean, all on the deck. You know what murked me though? Murked me. We're supposed to get like 5 racks back for taxes 2020, right?
You know what I realized? They can't hear you. Like when I listen back to it, they can't hear you. It's like hard to hear over this shit.
Oh.
Let me turn it down. That's what I just thought about. Yeah. Sorry, viewers.
Nah, go ahead. But so we're supposed to get like 5 racks back, right? I'm like, oh, it's finna be good. But in the back of my mind is like, hey, I know I owe back taxes for 2017, 2018 doing Uber. But I was paying like $100, $100-something a month. So I'm like, all right, it's got to be down by now. So I'm like, uh-huh.
Where'd you get a stimulus from?
Huh?
What do you mean you got stimulated?
Stimulus, you never got it.
The last stimulus?
Oh, you just got it.
Yeah, I just got it.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, then I paid off the Peloton.
Nice.
And then when I said the so I'm thinking about the 5 racks back, right? But I'm like, in the back of my mind, I was like, they finna take something from me.
Yeah.
They finna take something from me. Well, it take about 4,000 of that. I'm like, damn. Yeah. That's how they feeling? Hey,
4,000, you didn't have to pay to something.
I know. But it was like, I already knew I was gonna be on. I made bread doing Uber, but it was like, I knew they were finna get me back. You know, they can get you one way or another on that thing. Man.
You guys ready to pod or what?
Ready to pod, man.
You guys ready to pod?
Let's get it.
How was that burrito, man?
I feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Did you see a corn person over there?
No.
But that corn over there is screaming. You get that shit extra hot?
Sinitis?
What?
Sinitis?
No, the corn person. They do mangoes, they do Doritos, and they do corn. Corn screaming.
They be everywhere.
It ain't nobody's business. Nah. What's in my cup, what's in your cup, what's in their cup. It's your cup. Drink it.
So whatever the hell was in my cup, the only reaction I did was got more popular, more successful, did a lot more things that I've ever done. I probably should pick that cup back up.
I'm sitting here looking at Keisha like, do you love me, do you love me not? Damn, you hit the spot. Taste like candy, sweet like fruit, ooh, wet like water. Can I love on you? Withdrawals, I'm feeling different. Every day I need a dose. Every now and then I'm missing. I got my times when I go ghost. But she mine, I'm stamping her. Proud artist status, so them other bitches mad at her. Too mad at her. Thumbing through 100,000, I spent that times two on you. Caught myself, cut you loose, then I pop back up like peekaboo. Here I go, flyer than most, Louis V. Coke. Gas station, coffee cup full, on dry boats. No money came by happiness, but she found love inside a G. Head and something to eat, that's all a thug nigga need. No lie, you give me higher than the prices of my weed. I'm displaying my feelings.
You know what's
like
crazy though? It's crazy though.
I'm done with you, the next one I be running
about
back.
About that corn situation.
I'm literally like lowering it. I'm like, what's up, everybody? This nigga, you know what's wrong with that corn situation?
No, man. This reminds me of this. It reminds me of this. It was an incident about corn. I never told no one about this.
Hold on.
I take this one to the. I might take this one to the grave.
Give me a second. I'll intro. What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 19, Overly Complicated Podcast. My name is Tariko. I'm with
D Nasty, aka Darian.
Dirty Dick.
Alex, aka Late Nights.
Latinites.
Latinites.
Before we get, because I feel like this corn story is gonna be.
No, I
not. All right, let's start it. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, corn. So one thing I noticed with corn is you don't really digest corn, right? So you can eat corn, that shit comes right out your shit, right?
Oh my god.
Right. And then like, so I was thinking, I was like,
is
man,
this bad? Is this like a shit story?
It's partially a shit story.
I'm not trying to trend on shit stories.
No, I'm just thinking about like this. This is something. It really doesn't have to do with shit. I don't think. Be honest with you, and this is maybe you're the expert at this.
Jesus,
and you might be able to tell me what happened here.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, this happened 14 years ago.
Okay,
13 at the time. So when I was I noticed, hey, corn is always showing up in shit, right? And then I was like, I went in after the bathroom with somebody.
Sure.
is an ex-girlfriend of yours.
Oh, God.
Right? And then
13. I'm trying to make the correlation who my ex-girlfriend was at the time.
Yeah, right. And I went in, and it was not corn. It was just hella white nodules in her fucking shit.
Jesus Christ. What?
And I was like, excuse me? You know what threw me off, though? I was like, fucking her in the ass and coming in her ass. That's what the first thing I thought. I was,
Hold on.
When, and remember, I was 13 at the time.
Oh, okay.
13 at the time. So I'm like, what the hell? But now that I think about it, it probably was some corn, though. But it was so evenly spaced out, it threw me off. And I was like, I'm never telling nobody about this.
Okay.
Until now.
Okay. So I have some issues with this.
First of all,
I have some issues with this story.
Yuck.
Yeah. I don't know why she didn't flush. It's not even on me, borderline.
I have some issues with this.
Which is doors?
There's so many different ways. Okay, number one. Mm-hmm. It's... Okay. You went after someone and you remembered their shit. Okay, whatever. Then you make the correlation of I did what?
You potentially fucked her in the ass. That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, I wonder if you come in her ass. That's what happens. That I was 13 at the time. All right? I'm not knowing what the aftermath is. Right? So I'm just making assumptions here, right?
So I'm going to tell you that's not the aftermath. Oh. That I'm assuming.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. I've never seen the aftermath, to be honest with you, to be, you know, to be frank about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it threw me off because I was like, man. But now I think about it, it might have been corn, but I was like, that, I don't know. It was weird. It was weird. It threw me off. I was like, man, I flushed the toilet and ran out of there.
Yeah, so I'm oddly disturbed by this story.
Trust me, I've never told anybody this story.
I'm why, equally disturbed why would, by this story.
Why would this be something you remember?
I don't know why. I've thought later. About this multiple times.
So throughout my life. I'm gonna solve the 13 year mystery.
Oh, 14-year mission. Yeah,
I wasn't doing her in her ass and ejaculating her ass.
No, I realize that now. I realize how naive of a mindset that was, right? Because that's not what happens. But I was like, when I was in there, I was like, damn. I was like, this shit crazy.
Yeah. I think, yeah. That, I mean, that's a lot for you to hold on for some
reason. Yeah, no, man. Yeah. I'm happy I released that demon.
I'm sorry that you had to, like, feel that. You know what I mean? And carry that with you all these years.
You know what's crazy? How you just, like, things happen to you. You're like, and there's never a scenario to really let it out.
Yeah.
And you just like, fuck, I ain't never told no one about this.
I'm trying to think of what a story that I've never told of anyone that's, like, something that I'm thinking about. Okay, I have a story.
Right.
So this is something I've never told anybody. I've taken to this grave. And you know what? Like, I don't want to feel like I'm a bully, right? Like, I don't want to feel like I'm somebody who potentially did something to someone or who ruined someone's life or something like that. Okay. So I was in sixth grade. We are taking we're taking like a math test or something. It was like, you know how like in school there's like it's either a test or it was like a silent reading. You guys ever had to do silent reading?
One time.
Yeah. So you're sitting there and you're like,
didn't do one lick of reading.
It was quiet. Went, yeah. I didn't do nothing, right? So I would like sleep, right? So I'm in the math class and there's a girl next to me, right? She's like an Indian girl. She was always super nice to me. And this is why I feel so bad about this story. And I don't remember your name and like I just want to put this to the universe. I am truly sorry about this story. So I'm laying down and I fall asleep, right? I fall asleep and then I fucking fart so loud in the middle of class. And just to give you some preface, you know, like, if you fart in class, it's a death sentence for you.
Oh, you might as well wrap it up.
In sixth grade, it's a death sentence for you, easily. So I'm when I talk about fart, I'm talking about playing the trumpet, my guy.
He did play the trumpet. So he knows about it.
I didn't play the trumpet. He played trombone.
Sorry. You know something about some horns over there, huh?
I was like rooting tooting. All right. So it wakes me up. I fart so loud that it wakes me up, right? And everybody starts laughing like, ah, right? And my first reaction, I got up and I was like, oh, and I pointed to her. And everybody looked at her and was like, oh. And she was like, it wasn't me. She starts crying. She balls on. She gets full tears and dips. To this day, I feel like I skirted. I dodged a bullet.
You would have been exiled.
Yeah, but ultimately, I feel bad. It was at the expense of hers. And to this day, I seen her face. She looked at me, and it was like, I can see it now. It was like the betrayal. Yes. But it wasn't like I didn't owe her anything, but at the same time, it was a betrayal. It's a dog world in sixth grade.
It is what it is. You don't
Nobody wants to be like, damn, you heard he fucking farted hella loud in class.
Damn.
I still feel like I don't want to fart in public settings. Nah. Around people I don't know.
Nah. That ain't, you know what? You do what's overrated as fuck.
What?
Is when you're like in a relationship where you're like, oh, I'm comfortable to fart around him. I'm like, well, that's, I'm like, I do not like that. I think I'm that's not something I want to get that. I mean, that's not something I want to get that level of comfort.
But I don't want to be sitting
there. I want to emphasize that statement.
No. Why?
I want to emphasize
I'm statement. Okay with the farting, like fart, but just don't be ODing on it.
No, I want to emphasize.
I don't want to hear you fart. I mean, I don't. It's fine if you hear, if you just hear like, oh,
a nigga when it's like, but I'm like, God damn.
But man. Also, you don't want to be sitting in a relationship, bro. You're with this person all time and your stomach is just like churning. The fart's going in and going out of your stomach.
Oh, man. There was a time.
You want to let it go. You want to be able to let it go.
There was a time in my marriage where I don't know what we were eating, but we were ripping ass on it. It was like a competition. And it was sick.
Was that a low light of your marriage?
Yeah, I was like, this is not what I wanted it to be.
It's not what I signed up for.
She came and farted on me one time. I was like, this is sick.
Yeah, when you're placing it on other people,
I'm like, this is sick. This ain't nice. Nah. I'd
walk in the bathroom and just fart.
You know, I don't mind hearing it, but I don't want you to be like and look at me. Don't make eye contact.
Burr.
That's just crazy. I'm like, this is. I'm like, man. I need to chill this out. Cause if I chill it out, then she's got to chill it out, right? If she keeps on farting, I'm not farting.
Speaking
then
of farting, sorry guys.
God, this nigga is nasty. Anyways, all right. I got a question for you guys.
What's going on, kid?
I was thinking about this. I've been pondering this. Would you guys date someone who has an OnlyFans?
Nah. Seriously?
Yeah. Why not? Don't just nam me. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. Nah. I mean, just for, that's no, just not in my.
No. No. I think I would like to say I would, but then no.
You know, I think my. I mean, when no. I was younger, I was like, man, I'll date a porn star. Why not, bro? I was like, yeah, whatever, man. It is what it is. Way. You know. Until, but it's one thing where you're like, what kind of life you want to have?
You have to be the securest of secure.
Yeah, you're like, hey, you know, what do you want for your life? Do you want to be the guy who is just, oh, man, everybody knows what your girl looks like. Everybody knows everything about your girl, right? And it's like, nah, I mean, that's not something I would want to even be thinking about. You know what I mean? It would throw me off a little bit. Maybe if we're living a real rural life and I'm just like, hey, I'm out there farming some shit, and you just got the only connection to the internet, and you're just showing yourself.
Yeah.
Maybe you just won't get back to me.
Yeah.
Right, but you know that's impossible. So it's just one thing where I'm like, nah, I just don't think that's a part of my.
But she's getting bread though, like stupid bread.
Yeah, I think there's a certain amount you're selling your soul. You know what I mean? You're like,
but it's not like she's doing anything. She's just showing the goods, and maybe she has you doing stuff with her on there.
Got it. But what is the?
Would you feel better if it's OnlyFans of both you guys?
Nah, that's just weird. Nah, I just feel like. I just don't want to be I wouldn't want to be a part of that thing, right? Because you automatically exclude yourself from a lot of conversations, right? A lot of opportunities, right? Like if someone,
sure.
You're right, and it's like, the amount of money you're going to get out of there it's not going to be worth the overall lifetime of
if you're getting a milli a year.
Yeah, but how long is this going to last for, though?
You just need to get a couple of them.
Maybe.
And do your money right after that. All right, yeah. Alex.
I don't know. I don't think I could with just who I am. I don't think I could do that. I would like to say yeah. I would be like, oh, yeah, put me in the video. Yeah, you would like to be that guy. You would like to be that guy, but no fucking way. I just know I couldn't get over it. I just wouldn't be able to get over the fact, like, it's like, now what we have, this exclusivity that we had,
yeah.
Now it's being shared for money, not even for money, but it's just like, I'm sharing you with everybody else now.
Yeah, it's one of the things we have to look at. It's like, what is the relationship, right?
Sure.
It's essentially the boundaries that you place, right?
Could you guys be with a stripper?
Nah, probably not.
Nah, I wouldn't trust. Same. I just couldn't trust a stripper. You can't trust a stripper.
Hey, we're not letting this nigga slide over that. Go ahead. Could you be with an OnlyFanser?
Yeah, why not? I'll play devil's advocate.
Go ahead. Why not? Explain your reasoning.
Why not?
I just don't think you're gonna build a relationship around that. Like, would you be like, all right, you bring around your daughter, like, hey, and she's like, hey, this is a good way to make money out here.
Let him explain this. Let him explain his way out. Go ahead.
I just feel like people are gonna get the money how they're gonna get the money.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
I feel like I'm secure enough. If we choose to be in a relationship, then she just wants to be with me, right?
Okay. Oh, I don't think that was either one of our.
I know. But you told me to explain what my thought about.
Okay.
It. I feel like I'm secure, like, given the scenario, right? Like, ultimately, it wouldn't be a choice of, like it wouldn't be a choice for me. Like, if I knew someone was OnlyFans, I wouldn't date them just for that simple fact, right? But, like, you're dating with someone for a long time, and she's like, yeah, I just want to let you know I got OnlyFans. Okay. I would have to think of it. And I already liked her. I'm going to think about it, like, a little bit more objectively. Okay. If I'm secure, we're secure, and we know this relationship's solid, okay, right? Mm. You're showing the goods, whatever. The anonymous people, whatever. It's not like we're going to walk the target and they're going to be like, oh, you're little on fucking OnlyFans.
If you're making millions, yes, you are.
Can I shoot this at you?
Yeah, yes, you are finding it's people like, in the middle of the street to find are knowing who you are. If you're making millions.
There's a good chance your friends are subscribed to her.
And it's, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. And that's like.
I'm just going to take a girl off top. Yeah. If she's out there, I'm like shit.
There's guys want to see.
I just feel like that's a lot for you to think about.
Huh?
I just feel like it's a lot for you to like as the guy to think about. I feel like I just wouldn't have the capacity to think about all these different scenarios of what could be what.
Hmm.
Yeah, I just
think about it like this. Okay, let's say for some reason your girl's ex-boyfriend leaked her nudes online and they're online. Mm-hmm. Everybody can see her naked now. You don't want her?
She's not as famous, my guy.
Sure, maybe she is. What if it goes viral?
No. There's some videos that get around. You get the wrong bit.
Like so, like what do you do then? Everybody knows what she looks like naked or knows maybe he shared like a little small sex tape on the hub or something. Now, obviously it's revenge porn. We'll talk about, I mean, that doesn't matter, but I'm saying the scenario, it's out there. Now what? Does that lessen the value of said person?
Some people's eyes, it definitely does.
Yeah. I'm saying like in you guys' eyes.
In my eyes, it's like,
Because your nudes are floating out there.
Hey, yours.
Yours are floating
the
out there.
I think I think anybody in, and then I would have to classify people who do OnlyFans in the sex work game, right?
They are sex workers, yeah.
Yeah, for sure, right? And then like anybody in that, like, it's the percentage of people who are you know mentally healthy in that field is got to be in the single digits, right? It's not you don't just go out there and just say, hey, I'm gonna go out there and show myself. You know, to everybody for money,
You think it's a mental health thing?
I think yeah. I mean,
man, I think just some people are just bag chasers.
No.
If I'm a girl, I'm popping on OnlyFans. Facts.
Not mental health. In a thing like they have like a psychological issue with them, right? Let me not go there. No. I'm saying more so they have moralities or they have.
That shit is subjective.
Subjective. Yeah. No. My moralities are subjective to me, right? But right. It's like, but the issue is, it's like, if you know, there are classical moralities, right? Of you know, depending on wherever you get your morals from, right?
Sure.
If you get them from the Bible, if you get them from the Quran, or wherever you get them from, right? There are classical moralities that have gone throughout, you know, throughout this country for sure. Right, and it's like, hey, where in that line do you lay, right? And it's like, how far are you off of those? And then,
but it's like whatever world or thing you subscribe to, right? Like, I think everyone is all right. So if I have to think about like what my belief is, it's like your world is what your world is, right? Like, we can sit here and say in our world we believe that a man and woman should be together. We believe that fucking. You should only ever be with one woman. You should get married at this age, whatever. That's what our world is. And then there's fucking a ton of people who live in this other world where they say, I'm never getting married. I'm doing this. And then there's other people in this other world. And so I think ultimately who is to say who's right? Is it based on what the majority of people have done, right? Like there's a lot of things we changed that a majority of people have done in the past, right? Yeah. So I'm kind of like a little hesitant to be like, well, traditionally this has been the case, right? Because traditionally niggas would do weird shit in the past, right? Like we've evolved and we changed our viewpoints in society, right? Like I want to believe that people, and maybe this is not always the case, I believe that there is a certain population in sex work that obviously has trauma.
Obviously there's a large percentage of people in sex work who have trauma, for sure. Yes,
that's what I'm saying. It's a large percentage of people. But I also believe there's a percentage of people who just evolve the way that they think, change the way that they view sexuality, or change the way, in maybe they use that as a vessel to progress or gain financial freedom.
Got it.
No. Hear me out, right? Like if a million people wanted to see my dick and would pay me and I would get $1 million, you would see my dick. Like you have to understand that. It's just the fact that it's not a commodity for us.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a commodity for the world to see a guy's dick.
Yeah.
But if it was, I promise you, 2 out of 3 of us would be slanging dick on it online.
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Yeah. No, I think there's a no, I definitely agree with that, right? I'm not saying there's definitely, again, there's trauma involved in this, right?
Sure.
And there's also like, hey, people just have different morality. Yeah. Different moralities, right? And like, hey, there's some people.
There's some savvy motherfuckers, bro.
No, I'm not. No. There's some girls, especially like, when it, you know, what's OnlyFans. Your name? What's the one chick off of?
There's bitches on OnlyFans. Sorry, not to call them bitches. Jesus Christ, I'm in my bag right now. There's girls on OnlyFans that are like, they don't even get naked and they're making tons of money.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I just think there's a.
What if? Oh, here. Can I just hit you guys back with one more question?
Yeah.
What if your girl was doing OnlyFans, but she was only showing her feet?
Pop off.
What if she was only showing her feet?
Pop off.
Yeah. That, again, I think that is just weird. I think it's weird. I think you're selling a piece of yourself doing that shit. I think doing anything. I mean, before, if you asked me this question a couple years ago, I would be like, whatever, right? Whatever. Like, who cares? It's not even like people can't even identify your feet, right? People, you know, even if
pop off.
But the issue is, it's like at some point you're cheapening yourself, right? And again, like the last thing I want to do is to especially have like, hey, that'd be an example for my daughter, right? Like, hey, well, you can, you know, like, hey, your body's something to sell. Doesn't matter what it is, right? It's like, hey, your body is a lot, like just the physical form of your body is something to sell, right? That part there throws me off.
But if she wants to, that's her prerogative.
Yeah, and that's some people's prerogative to be like, hey, everything just doesn't, hey, everything is open to the individual to make their, you know, and this is where you go back to morality, right? Where it's like, hey, we didn't used to have, most people didn't determine their own set of moralities, right? It wasn't like, hey, now it's more common today where everybody's like, hey, they come up with their own subjective form of morality, right? And to me, this is what a good life means. For me, this is what virtue means. For me, this is what this means, right? And that wasn't how societies developed, right? It wasn't like everybody just developed their own thing and then everybody just happened to get along, right? That wasn't how it happened, right? With everybody, you know, like the only, if you believe in the Christian beliefs, right? It's like, hey, the only objective form of morality is the morality in the Bible, right? So you have to figure out what you're gonna follow, and then
what you subscribe to.
But the issue is like, I always got, I mean, one thing that really found a place for me was, I was like, hey, I can be the person who, hey, I think I'm wise enough to, you know, I'm wise enough to determine my own morality and be wise enough to determine what's the best path for me, right? Mm-hmm. Right. And you could be, you know, and you could think you're wise to make that choice, right? But it's like, hey, There's thousands of years of history to, you know, prove you wrong on that deal, right? Because what you think is right at 18 and 19 and 20 and 25 and 30, right? Those things change, right? Those change every. I mean, those change with experiences and encounters, right? But it's like, hey, if you just keep on just because, you know, people's morality changes over time, right? Especially if you're subjective over your own thing, right? So, and that, again, and that's at least my interpretation of it, right? Where it's like, hey, it's like, hey, I don't want to go and like, hey, and make something that I think is going to work over the long run, right? I'd rather follow something that's been, you know, tried and true.
Would you date a girl?
Huh?
Just date. Just date.
What are you talking about?
I'm not talking about marry a girl who does OnlyFans. Would you date her?
Probably. Maybe.
If you're looking for the smash and dash, I mean, that's
not the smash and dash.
I got a quick story.
Sure.
So I remember, like, back in high school, I think my junior year, I think. I remember talking to this girl. She was saying, like, we were talking about, like goals we had, right? Like, what we were planning on doing when we got out of high school. I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to give a generic-ass thing. I'm like, oh, I'm probably going to go to college, do this, right? And I was like, how about you? She was like, yeah, I'm probably going to pursue college and whatever field she said. And she was like, and if that doesn't work, I'm going to use my body. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
Okay.
Nigga, this is junior year. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? She was like, be a stripper. She didn't. I think she said like, she didn't say sex worker. She was something else. But I'm like, what? Like that shit blew my mind at the time, and it was like, but now in today's time, it's like
it's an option for girls. Though.
Yeah,
like, it's such not an option for guys.
That shit blew my fucking mind.
It's not an option for guys.
Yeah.
I think I always have this like fucking argument with some of my friends. I'm like, if I was a girl, I feel like I guess my morals are skewed more towards a guy's perspective. And so this is just with an assumption that I still have that same perspective if I was transformed into a girl. But yeah, I mean, use whatever advantages I have. To be totally honest, I think, like, you could, like, I'd be one of those girls where, like, yeah, one more year and I'm out the game, you know? Give me one more year and I'm out the game. Rack up as much as you can. Shit. I feel like, Darren, do you know any famous OnlyFans people?
No.
There you go.
No, but I don't go on OnlyFans at all, though.
What I'm saying.
But I don't even know. I might know someone. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't ever go on OnlyFans. But
okay, exactly. I can get in and get out.
Yeah, I mean,
and the regular population is not going
to
know.
But let me ask you this question. Let me ask you this question. How much of this is just to be noted? How much of this is to be
zero? It's all for a bag.
Yeah, but it's like, hey, you need I mean, you don't need it, but if you really want to make it big, yeah, it's where you have to have.
But nobody's really, really getting popping off OnlyFans. OnlyFans is just a way to monetize what you're already kind of doing.
Yeah, right. So you have notoriety before,
hopefully.
Right, and then you get on, like, it'd be hard to get
you. You could have 5,000 people who know you and want to pay for your OnlyFans at $30 a month. You're fucking making, you don't have to work. You know what I mean? So it's relative, right? It's, if people want to pay to look at your feet, man, I feel like it's a small price to pay.
Yeah, no, it's weird. I was having this conversation with my wife yesterday. With like, hey, at what point are we just, I was like, hey, what is, if you asked 1,000 people, right, how could they become viral on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook or any of that stuff, right? What do you think their answers would be?
If what?
If you asked 1,000 people, like let's say from 18 to 30, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could you become viral on YouTube or Facebook, any of the platforms?
Everybody would have. Would say there's a possibility.
Yeah, there's a possibility, of course.
Everyone say there's a possibility, right?
There's always a possibility.
Right, right. And it's like, I feel like almost like YouTube and Instagram and TikTok, these things are almost like a slot machine, right? Because everybody throws things at it.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, hey, at what point will I become notoriety? And it's like, and then like, as soon as you get a little bite of it, then you have to, and then people try to monetize it almost instantly, right? Because it's funny, initially in the old time of YouTube, where people are like, you know, old people are like, oh yeah, man, you get on YouTube, make, you know, and make a lot of money, right? I'm like, it ain't that easy, chief. You know what I mean? There's a little bit more to it than just making a video, right? Yeah. Oh, you make a video, you make a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right? Now, a little bit more to it, right? But it's like, a lot of people think they can just, hey, you keep on making videos or you keep on doing something, eventually that thing's going to hit 3.7s and you're going to make and you're going to make it big.
Maybe
not, right?
Especially with TikTok.
Yeah, right. And it's like, hey, can you make that, you know, can you make that to something bigger than than you are, right? Then you can monitor, you know, like there's one chick we were watching who fucking was pulling out, and she literally just pulls out one, like, strands of her hair at a time, right? And that one video became huge, right? And now every video she talks about is about her illness or whatever, that she pulls her hair out or whatever, right? And it's like, and she's big as shit on apparently on TikTok, pulling her hair out and shit. You know what I mean? But it's like, it's a weird thing. I'm sure I can see a couple of different a couple of different ways that she can go right to OnlyFans, right? Because she's only about two steps away, right? Good looking chick, except for the bald spot on the top of her head.
Fucking dickhead.
I'm just saying, people are like, hey man, send me a couple of them strands.
All right, so
who just sold her bathwater on fucking on?
That was a long time ago.
Was it a long time ago? Yeah, yeah. A
couple years ago.
Was it a couple years ago?
Yeah.
I feel like I just heard about that shit, but maybe
yeah,
I'm off.
Maybe it was like a couple years ago. She's like doing full on porn now.
Is she?
Yeah, yeah.
What? How much is that bathwater going for now?
Probably. I don't know if it's more less. Or less.
Yeah. Most likely less.
Maybe.
I don't know who you're talking about, but most likely
that's
less.
Sick, though. Like, think about what type of nasty, dirty nigga you gotta be. What kind of sick bitch you gotta be?
You drinking it? What do you think? Are you drinking it? Are you putting in your bath water?
What kind of sick bitch you gotta be?
You gargling that shit or something?
Oh my god.
Did you use soap or did you go al dente in there?
Dude, I have no fucking clue. I would never want to know.
I wouldn't want fucking panties, bruh. I wouldn't want socks.
Dudes who want panties are fucking disgusting.
Disgusting.
That shit's nasty.
Panties, socks, any other, like, I mean, any article of clothes. Have you ever picked up a piece of clothes like,
never?
Had that vibe.
No, that's weird. Why would you want to do that?
I mean, I'm scared to smell fucking underwear. I'm like,
just your own underwear?
No, I'm always
worried. See if they're clean.
Your own underwear?
Nigga,
I'm okay with smelling my own underwear. My own brand. These are not good. Nah.
I smell that shit after. So I'm like, ooh, shit. This shit's ripe. This shit's ripe. Now, I would be scared to smell like my girl. Like, I don't want to even get a bad smell.
I don't even want to have that in my mind.
Yeah. What if you smell it and it smells stank? You're like, oh. You would just be like, that would throw you off for the whole day. You're like, I don't even want none.
Yeah, I don't think that you want it to be good, or you don't want it to smell good, or you don't want it to smell bad. You just want it to be as neutral as possible.
Okay. It ain't bad.
Yeah, you just want it to smell neutral as possible. I don't even know we're getting in this conversation, but yeah, as guys, you for sure, tell me you guys haven't done this.
Okay.
You guys are about to hook up a chick. Mm-hmm. You got to do a little sample. Smell test.
Okay, you got to do the old. Yeah, do the old. You got to get a little.
You bring it to you or you bring it to her?
I check the oil a little bit.
How do you guys pull that off?
I'm saying you bring it to you or you bring it to her.
I'm letting you know. I'm more of a jump in.
Are you guys doing like the fucking the test? Are you guys doing a test prior?
No. Am I checking the oil?
Yeah, are you checking the oil?
No, what I'm talking about, when you check, after you, how to check the oil, I'm asking, are you bringing it to your face or are you bringing it to hers?
No, you're not going to be like, here, smell this. No, that's shaming.
You would smell it.
Yeah.
She would taste it. If she doesn't, there's a difference. This
nigga's. What do you mean?
This nigga's like, anything's like, taste this shit.
No, I'm saying, no. It's like a, I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of like a, how would I explain this? It's.
So are you finger blasting her?
No, yeah, come.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. My question is, is there any like precursor check prior to engaging in sexual activity?
Little Duval said it best. He said, you get all in that thing, right? And if you put it to her face and she puts it away, what did he say? He said, if she don't smell it, you don't smell it, nigga. That was the thing.
You're about to smell it regardless.
No, but what I'm saying is,
yeah, she don't wash off, dog.
If she's pushing it away,
it lingers.
Yeah, but I feel like that's two steps down the road. I feel like if you're there, right, you're pulling down her pants, right? You getting the first sample.
Yeah, if you smell it from there,
oh my
yeah.
god,
you might.
Pull them back up.
Pull them back up. Okay, here we go. Here's the scenario.
Put the shit back on.
What if it's mood? We got some Tyrese playing. We got some real shit playing, right?
Like, yeah. Hold up. Let me see if you got some real.
Let me set the mood for you guys. So let's say you meet a girl, right? Mm-hmm. You've been kind of hanging out with her for a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you get her to your house. The lights are a little dim.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Just relax. Just hear me out.
Okay. Oh yeah, you drop an octave or two on her.
Finally, you've been hitting her up, right?
Yeah.
You've been hitting her up every day. She's been blocking you, you know. And finally, one night you caught her slipping.
Okay.
She's like, I'm coming over, right? Get in the room.
Let me guide you. Let me guide you.
Get in the room.
Let me guide you.
She's dancing. She's doing a little activity.
Dance. You're dancing for you?
Yeah. You're sitting there like, okay.
I'm just dancing in the room. Right. That's weird.
No. But I'm trying to tell you right now. She's sitting. You're sitting on a chair. She's dancing for you. She's getting you ready. Like, your mind is like, this is happening, right?
Okay.
Okay?
Candles. Ready time for me is about 13 seconds when you're walking in. That dude, I'm ready to go.
No. But, hey, you're simping at this point because you tried so hard, right? Okay. Fine. Boom. You're like, fuck this. I'm ready to do it, right? So you push her onto the bed, right?
You're biting your lip at this
point? You're biting your lip for sure. Okay. She's looking at you. You're looking at her. She's like, yeah. And then you're like, you're giving her the look like, I'm about to, okay? You pull down her pants.
Okay.
Something seems a little off because she's like, puts her hand there. And you're like, nah. She doesn't want you to pull down her pants, so she doesn't want you to be close to her. That's the first sign, right? It's the first sign. Okay. Pants are down. She's a little shy. She's feeling a little shy. You pull down her underwears.
Uh-huh.
You get a little whiff.
What if she got the doo-doo stain?
No. That's insane. That is literally insane.
You don't know.
That's
a dirty. Yeah. That's insane. Okay. You put on her pants.
Uh-huh.
You get a whiff of something that you do not like.
Okay.
How do you proceed, Darren?
Me?
Honestly, how do you proceed?
I mean, you know, it depends on what the... If the shit's pungent...
It's something that you notice that is not a good smell.
Okay, if that's the case, I'm not going down, but...
Oh.
But,
this is a dirty nigga. Go ahead.
Dirty dick Darren. Now, if it's pungent, I'm like, whoa. I'll be honest with you, I ain't never been in that situation where it's like, whoa, I could not even imagine. I don't know if I got, to be honest with you, I don't know if I got the, if I got the fortitude to be like, oh, I can't do this. To be honest with you, I'm trying to figure out, like, if I got
you have the balls to stop and just get right up and leave?
Yeah, I'm just like.
This is just not me. It's kind of like.
I was like, I'm going to just double it up.
You
on
shit,
it.
Like a little, shit past expiration date.
Could you, like, it's hard for me to break up with a chick talking about just walking out. I'm like, whoa, that would hurt my feelings.
You gotta have some balls.
Yeah, you gotta be like, oh. I ain't got those kind of boundaries, to be honest with you. Talk about last episode, I ain't got them kind of boundaries.
Alex.
I'm pretty different in that. No.
What are you gonna tell her? That's what I wanna know.
Darren, you're still gonna smash. You're just not gonna go down on her.
Yeah, if it was something outrageous, outrageous. Yeah. But it really meant, like, imagine this, okay, if it's some girl that you really want to hit for hell long, it's like, all right, well, that's a little different than, like, if it's like some rando, like, oh, hell no, get it back.
Not rando, but it's someone you've really been trying to get with for a minute. She's fine, too, but she just...
Yeah, I'm like, girl, let's get in the shower. Let's get in the shower.
Like, you like soap? I like soap, too.
Let's get in the shower.
Let's just both put on some soap right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Okay.
I don't think... Nah, hell nah. It, like,
Alex, what are you gonna do? You pull down her panties and it smells bad. What are you gonna do?
Oh, hell
nigga,
no.
Nigga like,
sheesh.
No. First, I'm like, you gonna make that so that she knows.
Spicy.
So that she knows you recognized it, right? If she's not already trying to pull everything back, I'm like, oh.
She's living in that pH balance. Like, say she's living in it.
She's like, fuck it, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You're gonna still.
No, I'm probably gonna back out.
How do you back out?
I'm backing out.
How do you back out?
I don't know how you back out.
How do you back out?
To be honest with you,
how do you back out?
I'm not ready.
He done had this whole
thing.
Nigga, you know what?
He had this all set up at his house already. He's been waiting to smash. He's been gaming her up all night. You don't even know what I'm about to do.
We should wait.
How do you hit her with the wait?
I'm like, you know what? We should probably wait. Because I don't want to ruin this. What we got.
Nigga.
That ain't working.
That is working.
After you pull down her panties, oh, huh? No, we should wait.
No.
You're like, nah,
No.
I'm like, girl, we like going to butt. You know what I mean?
This nigga, what?
What? Like, and that's how you avoid it. That's how you avoid the whole
situation.
That's
how you ruin everything.
That's how you ruin, but you ruin it in a way where you're not hurting the feelings.
Who wants to go to the
You want
to
seem, nigga, if she...
That's what you throw her off. That's what you're like, this guy looks too much.
And then she's down? Oh, hell no. No way.
The pussy smell like the ass, man. Like, woo!
This nigga is a fucking fool. No fucking way.
How are you? I just can't imagine being with...
There's no way you're dealing with a chick who's like proper shit. I mean, like, clean as shit up front. And then just everything else down there is just nonsense.
You'd be surprised.
Maybe it's just a balance thing. No?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're just used to their own bread.
Right. They don't eat right.
She's eating hot Cheetos and fucking smoking cigarettes.
But the issue is, once you go with it once, you got to be like, hey, when do you, you got to break news before this. I'm like, whoa.
Ooh, it's kind of a little weird. It's just not a smell I'm used to.
I'm like, you eat a little curry in here, huh? This shit ain't right.
Smells like burnt hair.
That shit about to be like a skunk. It smells like burnt hair. That shit ain't going away for 10 days.
I'm like, did you perm this there last night? Did you hot comb this?
Tarico, what is your response? What do you do? You going with it? You still laying it? You brushing your face against it?
Cause
he wetting the beard.
This is one thing that I'm letting you know right now.
The beard.
Nigga wetting the beard.
I'm not
going there in my face. No,
that nigga wetting the beard.
But think about this.
I'm with Darian in a sense that I'm pot committed at this point. I feel like I'm just gonna alter the course. Like, I'm not wetting my beard. That's a fact.
Oh, do you know what you're not finna do?
Secondly, I am gonna have to just like take the L, and then just, it's not my vibe anymore. After, you're gonna seem like a dick.
It is what it is. So that I was unheard of, partially though.
Yeah, I wonder what the population of people, percentage of guys that ghosted girls after because of the smell, and they just think that they're dicks because they hit and quit.
Do you know what's crazy though? Facts. You know what's crazy though? You're not finna do this though.
What?
You're not finna do no doggy style. That shit finna waft you in the face.
Nigga, still thinking about the logistics of this shit.
I'm just gonna missionary it up and get out of it. Like, you have to take the L.
Yeah, you know,
just be
that's a decent L to take. I take that L. That's a dirty L, but just not being rude.
Let me take it one step further because you niggas is being hoes right now.
I'm not being a hoe.
Okay, listen. Let me take it one step further. You pull her pants down. With the music, slap that music. Slap it one more time.
Another bear.
You ain't getting. If you got this going on, you deserve everything I'm about to say. All right, look. Pull the pants down, right?
Yeah. I came here to get
managed. Know it's good when then she like, she's like, ooh, right? She say, ooh, she, and then you get back to her face, right? You give her a kiss on the cheek, but you know you smelled something, right? And she's like this. Go down.
I already confirmed that I smelled something.
You smelled. You went back. Potential. You pulled the pants down. You like.
I would rather ruin my reputation and be like, yeah, I don't do that.
I don't really go down on people.
I don't really do that.
She's like, what you mean? And then starts pushing your head towards it.
And I'm like, hey, now you.
I'm gonna say, you know what?
This is borderline. Yeah, like, I'm not giving consent anymore.
I only do that with my girlfriends. I really gotta. This is, you know, something. This is special to me.
Yeah. I don't want to get you too hooked.
So explain.
I don't want to get you too hooked. It's sick. Nah, I can't do that to you on the first time.
So you're telling.
Hey, say something next time.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to keep a little mystery.
She's like, what you mean? Like, I get this every time. Damn. Like, she expects this.
I'm not every type of guy.
That's why I'm different.
I'm different.
Are you saying? She's like, now she's like.
She really wants it.
Yeah, now she's like,
I'm different, baby.
Fucking, let's.
Let me give you a sample. And you just kiss her neck. That's it. You start doing a tongue action on her neck.
He's like, all right.
Nigga, you do that.
Just imagine.
Then, okay.
Just imagine.
Okay, you start going crazy on her neck, and it's salty in a motherfucker. Let's go.
She tastes like Doritos on her neck, nigga.
I'm like, this is not a nice girl.
It's salty. Fuck. I'm like, nigga, no, 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 no. I promise you, if I lick you, if y'all lick your neck and it's salty and a motherfucker, yeah, nigga, my tongue's staying out.
Yeah.
Nigga, oh. Not going back in. Nigga, yeah. I'm about to have dry tongue like a motherfucker.
I promise you, that's a litmus test right there. That's like, all right, I'm gonna put girls on game, right? Okay. Guys are low key like licking on a girl's neck to like show them like this is what I can potentially do to you.
It's the damage I'm gonna do. Damage.
I'm gonna tell you right now. You're telling the girl like this is what I would do. Like look at how this is going. You know what I mean? But that's also a test for us.
Yeah.
If this shit's salty. At that point,
that's
it depends.
No. You know.
We're hot and heavy in there.
I'm understanding, right? You know, there might be a little sweat involved.
Do you know what?
It is what it is.
Do you know what I never got though? And then this might be for my hoopers out here. Mm. Right? Have you seen those memes where like, oh, I want a girl who hoops too? They be hooping together.
That's false.
But this is like. The worst kind, I mean, from my experience, the hygienic worst girls I've ever been with are like athletic ass girls.
Nah, I don't want my girl to be that athletic.
Nah, you don't want those kind of.
I'm gonna tell you right now.
I like a girly girl.
Yeah, I need my girl to be like want to do outdoorsy shit.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I mean, think about it like this. It's like I got an argument with this with a couple at my gym, and then she was like, she's like, oh yeah, her boyfriend takes more showers than she does, right? She's like oh, he
that's
does
not good.
Gay.
Yeah.
No, that's not good.
And I was like,
he's trying to wipe off the evidence.
And I was like, hold up. I was like, in my mind, this might just be me, right? Because everybody was against me when I was saying this. Your girl should be cleaner than you are.
100,000 million. 1,000 bajillion. Yeah. Bajillion percent. Yeah. Guys are first gross. Of all, girls are clean. We hold them to a higher standard.
You should have pushed the question. How many showers are you taking?
Yeah, what is?
It was like twice a day kind of deal.
No, I said how many showers is she taking?
I don't know, but I'm like, she's like, no, it should be equal. Doing, I'm like, this should not be equal.
He's doing
like,
it twice a day. What is it? What is his job?
No, but he does jits, right?
Jits, yeah, he does
jujitsu. So that makes sense. Yeah, I'm gonna take a shower and then I'm gonna shower after I get from the dust.
Yeah, because you don't want to stink.
If she's taking less showers than that, and she also does jujitsu,
and she was like, yeah, man, he probably takes more showers than me. I'm like.
But he said he takes two. That's like, people will consider that to be normal.
Yeah, I mean, I would normally work, go to jiu-jitsu and take a shower after that. Yeah. That would be me. I'm not going to take a shower in the morning and take a shower at night. I mean, either way, but it's just
somebody
like,
want to wipe off the evidence.
Yeah, but it threw me off. I'm like,
let me smell your dick.
I'm like if I'm doing more hygienic things than my girl's doing, that's an issue.
I don't understand.
Because they got more to clean up.
Yeah. No, they do. They got juices flowing.
They got more to maintain.
Yeah, I don't understand the logic behind that.
Let me smell your dick.
What is that? What is that gonna do?
Let me smell your dick.
You ain't never been chafing?
There's a smell to sex.
There is. Oh, 100%. Okay, you can smell.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a smell to strippers too. So you smell like the stripper. Oh my! You got a strip club. You can smell a stripper from a mile away.
Stripper smell is good though.
It's magical.
It's amazing.
You need a bottle that month. You need a bottle that.
Yeah, yeah. Facts. I don't know whatever.
I don't know what they all smell the same though.
Yes. Stripper smell is amazing. Not that I would know, but I'm saying like theoretically.
So you're saying that girls are looking for the vagina smell on the dick?
I'm assuming in that statement, yeah. Or like the smell of sex.
There's some like fluids in there, and there's like fucking hormones and shit that are fucking rubbing off.
Sweat. And you know, sex is like a lot. Sex is like,
if you don't smell like you smell, you can smell like, hey, I smell a certain way.
Sex is not like a clean thing.
It's not?
You know what'd be hella funny?
What?
Nigga wore a condom.
Even if you wear a condom, the juices are still getting on you.
Now he smells like.
They smell like latex. It's different.
Now
they smell like fire and ice.
Hey, thinking about it now,
smells like lube.
Thinking about it now, smart ass. That's pretty smart. Let me smell your dick. That's pretty smart.
Yeah, think about it. That's why niggas rush to go.
I couldn't live that kind of lifestyle. Niggas out here just. You know, there's no trust in a relationship at all. They gotta smell your dick every time.
Oh, I'm like, if you're gonna suck it after
every false test you get.
Okay. Here's a question.
Every false test you get, you sucking it. Just let you know that. So
that's a high stakes.
That's
here.
Dope. That's dope.
Here's a question.
High stakes, nigga. No, feel free.
No, for them.
Oh,
Here's a question for you guys. Do you guys feel comfortable? Do you guys feel comfortable allowing your girl to go down on you if you know you ain't right?
No. You got to do something. You got to.
If it's your girl,
you got to at least hit the sink.
No. A baby wipe or something.
No, a whole bath or something.
A whole bath,
a quick
sure.
whole bath.
Now I give it a warning. I'm like, ooh. And if she had to go ahead, she's like, well, let her do her thing.
God, I can't.
No.
I didn't even have to. It's probably happened before. I just hey.
Yeah, girls would never tell you.
Yeah.
Nah. I've been told.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, we're talking all this shit about girls smelling bad, but like, let's say you're just not smelling right. Girls have, for the most part, like, girls.
Well, they take a lot of it.
First of all,
I'm telling you right now, girls are like saints. Because I know for a fact guys do not smell good all the time.
No, most times.
Most of the time, we do not smell good.
Yeah, no.
And they won't say anything.
And first of all,
they'll just love you. They'll just love you.
And nigga.
If a girl don't smell right, it's very noticeable. But there's few things that we want from girls.
It's more pungent, though, I feel like.
But I feel like there's fewer things that guys want from girls. We want you to be girly. We want you to be soft. We want you to smell good. And that's relatively it.
Yeah, it is something about being soft though. Like, I don't want to.
Man, I don't want no hard ass girl.
Hey, I don't mean either.
You know what kills me?
That is
what
kills me.
Because it's like a dude.
You're like, damn, you hella soft. You're like, oh, what the fuck? You been fucking with rough ass bitches? Like, go on.
No, it's just like a compliment. Like, you're hella soft.
I've been with some muscular girls or whatever.
Not even soft skin.
There ain't no question to you.
Soft skin is.
Just because you got a big, you know.
Dope. Soft skin is like underrated.
Dope. Oh, 100%.
Underrated.
Like, oh my goodness gracious.
Oh my God, you don't feel like a guy?
Yeah, this is great.
Mm. Have you ever kind of hold a girl's hand who has like a rough ass dude hand?
No.
It just doesn't hit.
It just doesn't hit the same way.
Like, you've been in food service your whole life or something.
Yeah, I'm like, damn,
what were you doing? Holding weights?
Yeah, it just doesn't hit right.
It's got calluses everywhere?
It's just something about what a guy wants a girl to be feminine. We want him to be everything that we're not.
Yeah.
We want them to smell good. We want them to be clean. We want them to take care of themselves. And guys, we're just guys, unfortunately. You know what I mean? If it all came down to, we'll hunt boars for you. We'll fucking, if it's the end of the world, we're going to survive, right? That's what we're needed for.
Right.
Yeah. It's just the name of the game.
Yeah. Girls are, amen.
That's why I say girls are so much better than guys. They actually take care of themselves. They shower. They fuck it. I'm not saying guys don't shower, but guys are just dirty.
Yeah, they're just dirty. We get into
it. What was the thing? What was the dude? I was a guy. It was Evie. What's the dude off of DJ Envy or whatever his name is? Off of
Breaking. Charlamagne?
No. The other guy.
DJ Envy?
Yeah. He was like, we shouldn't be getting 365 showers in a year.
Nah, there's no way.
No.
You're getting 365?
I don't know a guy who's gotten 300
he
showers.
He said you shouldn't?
Yeah, you shouldn't.
No way.
Yeah. And they were all like, you ain't getting 360? You ain't getting 365?
Okay. I'm like, I would be hard pressed to find a guy who gets 300 showers in a year.
Yeah, man, you showering every day.
Nah, you ain't been working.
You gotta take an off day here and there.
And it's always the Friday, and then you don't take a shot. Sometimes it's if you're not doing nothing on the Saturday, you're just Bear Grizzle for the whole day. And then Sunday, I need to get myself together.
Yeah.
I need to figure it out.
Yeah, and that happens so many times, right?
Like, well, if you just have like a late night on a Friday, you just like, hey, as if you take a shower on Thursday night and you fucking wake up Friday, you go to work, you go out to the club, you just fucking get turned up. You ain't showering that night.
No.
You ain't showering that night.
Like, especially if you leave like after work to go right out, it's like happy hour or whatever it may be.
You might do a whole shower, right? That's about it. You might wash up the armpits.
I do not believe guys are getting that 365.
If it is, you a different kind of dude.
You're sick.
Not a chance in hell.
No.
But it just, it's a.
And maybe that's why I feel like, I don't even know. Because I feel like girls, like, I feel like maybe that might work counterintuitively to, like, their skin.
That's what I was going to say that, too. Is like, girls know something about that. Like, I don't know zero about hair.
Yeah.
But like, I know, like, you're not supposed to wash it every
day.
Yeah.
I don't even think, like, maybe for like the oils in your skin, you should probably shouldn't take a shower every day.
Especially people use these harsh ass soaps on them, right? It's not great for your skin, dude. You like the natural oils in there need to be proliferated and grown and stuff like that, right? You can't just keep on washing that shit off every day, or you scrub that shit off every day, you're never gonna have. You know,
it's mandatory to have a shower after sex, though. Mandatory. Are y'all going back to business?
What do you mean?
Going back to whatever you're doing after you have sex?
What if it's midnight?
What if it's like
night fucking?
Middle of the night, you don't catch me in the morning.
Yeah, I catch you in the morning.
But I'm saying, middle of the day.
Are you? Middle of the day.
I'm probably. I'm going at nighttime before I go to sleep.
I'm trying to think. If I'm fucking midday.
It just depends on
it depends on what kind of damage you're doing.
It
though.
Depends on like, well, no, what where you're.
Think about
what
like
you're
this,
doing.
Think about
what
like
are you
this.
Doing after?
I normally will do the deed after I shower.
So Tariq.
So you clean up just to get dirty.
Yeah. So
Tariq, but I ain't getting dirty, dude. I wipe down though.
Tariq, so I'm not. You're having sex and you're gonna go straight to your computer.
No.
I'm saying you're gonna go take a shower then go straight on your computer.
Yeah. Why not? So you can feel good. It's a double whammy.
I like to feel good.
I'm not
going
saying
to sleep.
Every time. No, I'm saying every time. But yeah. I'm saying like if it's like at the end of the night, you might just crash out. Fair.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you have sex in the morning, you're guaranteed to take a shower right after.
Okay, that makes sense.
To be honest with you though, I don't know what kind of fucking y'all doing. Like I don't be doing the fucking where you be sweating no more, or you really be like I don't be doing that kind
of. It's not about the sweating.
First
it's
of all, nigga, I'm sweating no matter what.
It's about this area being a hot zone now.
It is a hot zone.
It's you know the humidity down there after you have sex, it's just high.
Nigga, I'm sweating no matter what. I don't know what you're talking about, nigga. I could.
I'm just saying.
I'm not really sweating.
Nigga, sweat's coming. I'm
but
telling
you're
you,
sweaty
nigga,
ass type of nigga.
Sweat is dropping on her forehead.
Yeah,
nigga.
You're a sweaty ass type of nigga. That's just natural.
I used to sweat a lot. It's crazy how you like how you. I mean, it's crazy how you go through different stages of sweating. I remember when I was in football all throughout high school, I never would sweat in football. I was like, man,
what were you doing? Were you working out?
He was just drinking water. Nigga was just doing dumb shit.
I remember, drinking soda 24 hours a day. I was like, man, I wish I could sweat.
Nigga, my shirts was fucking drenched after
this
fucking
nigga was
practice.
No, I would have sweat like that, but I would never have like face sweat. I would never
this
have like sweat.
Nigga, my face is. Nigga, I would get acne from that shit.
I hate playing basketball. This nigga, Alex, this nigga's a sweater.
Nigga, hey, it is what it is, man.
That's why you score so many points. Niggas would not want to guard a sweaty
ass. Niggas buckets though.
I'm good. I'm good.
Nigga, spin off you, get a whole, get an ounce of sweat on you.
Do you remember when you were younger, you could totally like at lunch be fucking
eating
hot Cheetos, drinking soda and drop 20 points.
Getting buckets.
And just be normal. I promise you if I ate hot Cheetos and drank soda like a Coke right now without fucking playing basketball, I would be damaged.
You
I would have heartburn for fucking 4 days straight.
That shit gets you, dog. That shit gets you. Hey, man, them hot Cheetos, bro. Hey, I love the. You want one gets me? I always try to do, and this is like my own internal like hatred of myself. Is I will get the extra hot Cheetos, and I'm like, I'm not drinking nothing with these motherfuckers.
Like you said, my own internal hatred of myself. He just wants to punish himself.
I deserve this.
This nigga's burning inside. You deserve this.
I be eating this
motherfucker.
Shit.
Why would you eat these?
I eat the whole bag without choking on this shit.
Nigga,
by the end of the bag, where your spit is so thick,
I'm telling you right now. Imagine you being on a hot day and you only drink fucking soda.
Oh
nigga,
my God.
Your fucking mouth is like syrup. Your saliva is like syrup.
Nigga, you ever had the sour Skittles, my nigga? Soda and sour Skittles combo is terrible.
Sour Skittles
got your mouth on fucking
flames, yes.
Nigga, first of all, you got the gummiest throat.
Yes.
Nigga, your tongue is raw as a motherfucker.
That's the worst.
Nigga. Oh my God.
Don't even get me into so this is a point of deep pain that I've gone through with Alejandra. And so one of these things where you this kind of started a career, right? We talked about the sour Skittles, right? I believe we called in about the sour Skittles.
We did.
One.
Sour right. Starburst, but go on.
Yeah, right. And then so I legitimately there's multiple ideas. Yeah. And you are in on one of the multiple $1 million ideas that people are like, nah, that ain't finna be shit.
Okay.
And then it turns to be shit.
What? Name one idea that you had that people said wasn't shit and became shit by someone else's idea.
Curious.
Like, I remember I told Tariq, and I told Tariq, I looked this nigga in his eyes.
Okay.
In his motherfucking eyes.
Okay.
And I was like, hey man, Starbucks shit is crazy. I was like, man, it should be like a game. Right? I was like, hey, it's like, cause there's like timing and there's like, hey, mixing things. You have to kind of start things at one time and do other things, right?
You said, what's a game?
The Starbucks, like making drinks.
Uh-huh.
Or you know how you make drinks and you act, and things kind of have time. You got to pull shots. You got to do this and that. Or you got to kind of go back and forth. And I was like, bro, man, we can make shit a game. It should be crazy. She was like, that's fucking stupid. Why people want to... Why people want to fucking work on... Nigga, I see the fucking smoothie game. Niggas making smoothie. I was livid. I was
that's
like,
$1 million idea.
Million idea. Sure. Ask Zanga. Ask Zanga.
Alex, give me $1 million idea.
Oh, I didn't even get. That's just the first one.
No,
million now. I'll be a million now.
Give me $1 million idea.
Shit, nigga, just put me on the spot like that.
Give me
that,
$1 million
nigga.
Idea.
Nigga, I don't know, nigga. Shit, Darren, you gonna have to spin this one back. Let me
hold on. Let me get one more in. Yeah. So Tesla stole this idea from me.
Okay.
Been saying this for years.
Uh huh.
I was like, hey, someone, we should make a camera. So when you bump into the car, it turns on and starts recording everything around the car.
You mean literally all dash cams in the fucking universe?
Nigga, no, they didn't have the motion. They didn't have the motion detector.
When you I was have no talking, way to prove this idea.
I'm telling you, someone's tapping me, bro. I'm telling you, that's why they put a listening device into my fucking house. Because they tapped me. I told this out 100 years ago. Years ago. And she was like, okay, whatever. And I seen that shit on a Tesla. I was like, these motherfuckers got me. $1 million idea. Another one down the drain.
When I was younger, I thought $1 million idea would be like a website where I can see where all the house parties are at.
Nigga, that's so dumb.
You're not invited to none of the house parties. You can't just show
up. People can post them.
That's instant depression. Man.
No, people can post them.
Invited to none of these parties.
No, it's not like you can see where they're at. No, these are ones that you would post. If you were going to have a party and you wanted people to come, you would post it on this website.
The police is about to be on that motherfucker like, yep, let's get it.
This is not tear down $1 million idea.
Let's get it popping.
It's not tear down my $1 million idea.
Okay.
But just think about it. It's like an Airbnb.
But for house parties.
Yeah.
But would you want to have help people coming over your house party?
Maybe.
Nigga's about to have a Project X.
I didn't really think it through. Nigga, I was young.
No. I had the same idea, but with basketball courts, nigga. I thought that was about to be lit. Like, nigga, like where the open courts at? Where niggas playing at, right? That was back when I was a real hooper, bro. Terrible idea,
that's so niche.
Niggas about to start swinging. That's just fighting all day.
100%.
Niggas at basketball courts just want to fight.
It would be crazy if you gamified it, though. Like, hey, you had, like, different courts, and you had people just sign into the courts, and then they would play, and then you would get ranked up by, like...
This nigga's talking about 2K.
I was literally thinking about, like, NBA 2K.
Yeah, but if it was, like, real life, though. You had, like, you really went out there and hooped, and people would verify the score of the game. Everybody agree upon the score of the game.
Niggas a park legend.
But like,
we got 15 rebounds this game.
Niggas on a streak. Nigga got 10 games in a row. All
right. What is the weirdest experience that you've had with the opposite sex as far as it relates to like the weirdest experience you've had with a girl that you were potentially talking to or seeing?
Like weird.
Yeah, what's the weirdest?
What's weird? The opposite sex, huh? You want to start us off?
No.
This nigga, I never want to start off.
Weird.
Like, I already said my story on here about being catfished, right?
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely have told that story. Well, that's probably my weirdest.
Like, I don't know, like.
I mean, I guess the weirdest one, and I don't know I definitely haven't told this story on this podcast, but there was me as a young buck, a young stallion out there looking for love.
Okay.
Was on OkCupid. I got a bite. I don't know if they call it that on OkCupid, but she was like, hey, let's meet up. She was like, that's a good looking girl.
Sure.
Good looking chick, but she was like a little... too much, you know what I mean? Like, she had titties was out, you know what I mean? Ass was out. All the pictures were hella provocative. I'm like, it's like a hoe or something like that. And then, but she was like, no, I just want to meet up and you know, I seem like a cool guy and this and that. I'm like, okay, cool. And then, like, I was like, I was like, I don't know, something about this don't sit right.
Okay.
So I show my coworkers, right? And they're like, the old brother dude. And then I was like, you sure?
You seen her? You met her in real life though?
Check it out. Hold up. So I was like, I showed someone, I was like, oh yeah, it's probably a dude, bro. Like, yeah, you can tell they ain't really even trying to put out like this is like regular girls don't act like this, bro. Right. And I was like, all right. So then I called, I was like, hey, you know what? I ain't even feeling good tonight. hit the old cancellation on her ass, right? And then, like, so I was like, all right, never thought about it again. And it comes maybe 3 months later. I'm driving Uber.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, I know this.
Yeah, I get a call to go to this hotel in Hayward, and it's called the Phoenix Inn, right? Me not knowing this is a
infamous home hotel.
Infamicio hotel. Home hotel, right? So I'm like, okay. I go in there. This chick comes out of the hotel. Her name's Angel. Came out of the hotel and went into the, and came to my car, right? And I was like, oh, fuck, that's a girl, right? And then, like, but raising my backseat, I have a Rubik's Cube in my hand. Just like, I was fucking with it for some reason at that time. And I'm just doing it, right? While she's like, oh, yeah, we're waiting on my friend to come out. And then, like, he's sitting there, and it just smells like sex and fucking. And it smells a little bit like shit, to be honest with you. But it's not. But I was like, all my fears were confirmed. That was a dude, for sure. Good-looking dude, though. I mean, good-looking dude, to be honest with you.
Idiot.
But I'm in there, and then she's talking to me. She's like, oh my God. He's like, do I know you from somewhere? I'm like, mm-mm. It's like, you on Tinder or anything? Like, nope. I got a girl.
Never been.
Never. And then she was like, damn, if I seen you on there, I definitely would have swiped right. And I'm like, what? That's crazy. And then she's like, what are you? What are you,
Puerto Rican?
And I'm like, well,
I'm a little bit of everything.
I'm a one black. And then I'm waiting. I'm like, man, her friend's taking hella long to come down.
Yeah.
He's chopping. I'm like, man, this finna be a long I feel on the ride. The ride's finna be 40 fucking minutes to at a fucking Stone Ridge. So I'm like, fuck, this is going to be a long-ass ride. He's going to be trying to fuck with me the whole time.
Aww.
Right? And then her friend comes down. Probably motherfucker was like, motherfucker was built like Frank Gore. Right? Came in, with a wig on. With a wig on and a black dress.
Yuck.
And came and sat right behind me. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm finna fuck around. I think I better be on my P's and Q's. This motherfucker choke me out. Like, way bigger than me, right?
Yeah.
You know, probably like 6'3". Easy.
Nasty.
Easy, thick though, right? And I'm like, okay. Another chick, another dude in the dress, right? When she got near, it smelled like blood in the car. To be honest with you. If you know what irony blood smells like, you're like, oh, this shit smells like blood in my fucking car right now. I'm like, this shit is crazy, right? I'm like, all right, I'm finna be nice as fuck. I ain't driving in no kind of shady areas. I'm gonna drive straight to the new park, get you motherfuckers up. Somewhere to get him about my car, right? And she's like, all right, hey, we're going to make a quick detour. I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, where are you trying to go? She's like, to the bank. So I'm like, all right, I go to the bank. She's still trying to talk to me the whole ride to the bank. So I go to the bank. The big one goes in the bank to go get some money out, right? She's like, oh, yeah, you're about to get some money out. And then, like, and I'm just sitting. I park outside the bank. I'm sitting there, and then she's like, still trying to game me up. And then, like, she's like, hey, can you park in front of the bank so we can get out of here quick? And I'm like, these motherfuckers got me in some.
Like a robbery?
Something. I don't know. They're doing some shady shit in here, right? They're doing some shady shit, right? So I'm like, sure. I park in front of the bank. I park right in front of the bank and just wait. And then she gets a call. She's like, oh, no, that'd be $250. Oh, you want this? No, that's going to be $350.
Oh, no.
She over wheeling and dealing in the back seat. I'm like, oh, shit, this is going down, right? And then the big one comes out. She's like, I got the money, right? And she's like, oh, wait. And then she whispers in her ear. I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers. And he's like, oh, yeah, are we going back to the hotel? I'm like, perfect. That shit's 5 minutes away. Let's drop these motherfuckers off. Get up out of here, right? And then, like, I'm fucking speeding back to the hotel and trying to drop these motherfuckers off. She's like, oh, can you go to the back of the hotel? And I'm like, to the back of the hotel? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, these motherfuckers finna. I was like, they finna trying to pull a slick one on me. I was like, they ain't even knowing. I'm ready for their ass. I ain't putting them up in park. I'm gonna hold the breakdown and any fuck shit. I'm driving off hella fast. And then, and the big one gets out. And then the chick who I met on Tinder, on OkCupid, she gets out, but she looks back. She's like, hey, if you want my number, all you have to do is ask. right?
Oh, hell no.
And I was like, I'm good. Thank you. And then the fucking, there's like some maid had the back door open, had opened the back door and let him in through the back. So I'm assuming that's what a tranny prostitutes get into. But it was crazy. That's probably the craziest thing I ever had.
How do we follow that?
How do you follow that up?
Death and Uber stories, man. That should be getting dark, bro.
That's a mic drop.
Yeah, it's damn near.
Damn. Now you get all kind of weird shit on Uber though. You get like some, you know, I've had motherfuckers like.
How do you guys feel? How do you guys feel about the fact of like, you could potentially think a girl is banging and you find out it's a dude? Do you feel that anything about yourself?
No.
Do I feel anything about myself? I'd be a little disgusted to be honest. Like if you had done something with them, I'd be a little disgusted.
No, I'm talking about you.
Jesus. I'd be a little disgusted.
Yeah, of course. I don't know what I would do, but I'm talking about. Just visually seeing someone you think it's a girl and you find out it's a boy.
I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Whoa.
It is what it is. Like that. That's what
you're a fine ass dude.
That's what they're intending to do.
I'm like, shit. I mean, I like respect people that really do it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, like, I guess.
I mean, if you gonna do it, do the shit. Don't half step it. Like the worst is we see a person who really looks like a regular ass dude
with a fucking just a wig on.
Yeah, I'm like, come on, don't play me like that. No, don't try to don't even assault my intelligence like that. Like now I gotta cause when you deal with like a dude who looks like a regular chick, it's easy for you to be like, oh, she, he, her, right? It's easy, right? It's not even like a thought. If you see someone who looks like a dude, it's hard for you to really like get your mind past what you're seeing.
You gotta commit to whatever you're doing.
Yeah, you're like, sir. I mean, ma'am, sorry. But that's just me. Though. I just feel like at least if you're gonna play the role, you know, I mean, don't half step it. But
crazy, any crazy stories?
Shit, crazy story. Something just like weird as fuck. You know, like high school is like a weird time. You know,
for sure,
a weird time. Like I remember one instance, right? It's like, I guess, like, on some weird shit, like, I was talking to this girl. I think it was probably ninth grade year. I'm talking to this girl. I'm like, well, we vibing, right? We end up, I think we end up dating. I don't know how that works, right?
High school shit's weird.
You don't know how it works. It just, you might have dated, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's like, we never talked. When I tell, nigga. I think we dated for 2 months. We never talked to each other at school. This sounds
about right.
I'm like, whoa, what?
That was pretty much my only high school relationship.
Nigga,
like
you see each other? You guys look each other in the eye. You're like, yeah, you know what it is. And then you don't say anything to each other.
But you guys are going out.
Going out like a motherfucker, right? That's just fucking weird to me. Like now?
Yeah.
Nigga, that shit's crazy. Nigga, I wasted two months of my life.
I had one girl that was just like that. There was one time we just met up and we kissed and then we just walked away.
Nigga, that's what it be like. Nigga, you hang out for 10 minutes after school. You like,
all right.
That's me.
You don't that's me right act. There.
What?
So you don't even know how to act?
Facts.
Okay. It's fucking crazy, my nigga.
I don't really have any crazy experiences. To be totally honest, I already told you guys mine. I had, you know, girl bust her head through a window. She put a bag on her head. That's just like one girl. Okay. Another girl.
Oh, we talking crazy?
No, just crazy experiences with girls.
Oh, crazy. I thought you said weird. Okay.
Weird, crazy, whatever.
Oh, okay. I got like a weird ex.
Go ahead.
A weird situation.
No, but you already said yours. You can save that for another pod.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, we'll save that.
Because that's
we'll
a story in its own.
That's a very interesting story.
I had a girl, you know, wait outside of my friend's house until I left. And, like, eventually he had to be like, yeah, you can't just wait outside. I was supposed to go over to my friend's house. And then she would, like, wait outside of my friend's house just to be, like, making sure that I was there the whole time. And, like, I had my own car and everything. She would just be out there. And then, like, I would get in my car and go home, and she would just go home.
That's crazy. What the fuck? The type of weird ass shit you got going? Nigga got
jealous. Weird shit, bro.
It's a certain level of jealousy that you guys just never want to experience. I'm glad you guys never experienced that. Just it's just I track crazy at certain points.
Can I ask you? Let me ask you another question here.
Yeah.
What's the weirdest shit you done did for a girl? Not even weird, but like, what's the definition of simp?
It's just a dude who's gonna go overboard for a girl that he likes who doesn't necessarily even like him.
Let me tell you a story that I don't know if I ever told anybody this story either. I was going to Berkeley City College, right? I didn't know nobody. I don't know why I went there. I just went there. I was like, all right, let's go to Berkeley City College, right? I went there for a semester, didn't know nobody, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, I met a girl just randomly walking down the street, and she was like, hey. I was like, hey, what's going on? She's like, hey, you seem like a cool dude. I'm like, yeah. I was like, hey, what's going on? She's a cute girl. I was like, she's like, all right, cool. Little did she know.
He's fucking deviant.
We literally chopped up for like 5-10 minutes, something like that, right? And she was like, hey, this is a program I'm part of that we go out and we do like activism stuff for the thing. I'm like, shit, sign me up. Like over the activism stuff, right? And then like I can't remember what it was. I was like, I wasn't even really even hearing what she was saying, but I was like, all right, cool, no worries. And she was like, all right, oh yeah, meet me at this place. I was like, all right, I'm like, cool. I go to that girl, is not there. I go to the meeting. It's like some meeting in one of the rooms at the school, right? Mm-hmm. I go there. It's like another kid, or whatever. Like bunch of the dudes in there they're handing out vests and clipboards.
they're like, she got you too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that vest and clipboard saying like, hey,
you're like, I'm here for so and so. Like me too.
We all talked to her.
Yeah.
And she handed me the vest. I mean, they handed me a vest and clipboard. Like, hey guys, we need to get these petitions signed. Man, we need to get this oil pipeline closed or something like that. Right? I don't know what.
Here's my question. Did you do it?
Yes, I did do it. I did it for probably like.
You showed back up, nigga.
No. Listen, check it out. So they handed me the vest and clipboard, right? And like, hey, we need to get people signed up, right? They gave me a legitimately like a 2-minute fucking spiel about it was something about like an oil pipeline or something like that, right? And they're like, hey, we need to clean up the things, right? Like, hey, we need people to sign up this thing so we can get enough petitions to get this bill seen or some shit like
scandalous.
That. So I'm going out there. I talked to maybe 45 minutes.
Jesus.
And I'm trying to explain to someone like, hey guys, yeah, we're trying to get the oil. Like, hey, can we get a signature from me? Yeah, we're trying to get this thing done or whatever, right? They're like, hey, what is it about? I'm like, yeah, somebody like the oil pipeline or something.
I promise you there's a certain point where I just take off the vest and leave it there.
Exactly what I did. Nigga. I left it. I found another person. I was like, hey, I gotta run, man. You might turn this in for me. I just gave him the vest and clipboard and dipped the fuck out of there.
Nigga.
But I was like, I never felt so holed in my entire life. I was like,
never seen the girl again?
No, I've never seen her ever. She's good at
her job.
She was excellent.
Okay, Alex.
What?
Simpiest thing you've gotten for her?
Simpiest?
I think for me, like, I've gone on many of a hiking date.
Oh, man.
Knowing damn well I hate hiking.
Miles.
Knowing damn well I hate hiking. Like, I think now I'm so much into, like, as I'm meeting a girl, I'm no longer doing things that I wouldn't necessarily do in real life. I feel like I set you up for some unreal expectations. It's like, in the beginning, you used to hike with me? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that. I was just showing you what I potentially could be capable of, but I'm not capable of hiking on a regular basis.
Yeah, like, if you made me a better person, maybe I could do that.
It just depends on how much you want to invest in me, and I really don't feel I don't feel too confident in that, to be totally honest.
Like I don't know if that's really me though.
Nah, yeah.
The me you want me to be. I don't know if that's the best me.
Yeah, exactly. That's just not my pocket.
Nigga, I'm over here thinking, nigga. I don't be simping, bro.
This nigga's a player.
I don't be simping.
Nigga never did anything.
No. Mm-hmm. I pay for.
And we should ask him. Hey, what did girls do for him? That's what we should ask.
No,
him.
We already asked that.
I made a girl a cup of noodle one night, and I regret that to this day. But that's for another pod. I made a girl a cup of noodle. Yeah, that's for another pod.
Yeah, no, it's insane some of the things that you can get a cute girl to do. That's finna make you change your whole lifestyle, dog.
Oh, facts.
You fuck around and do some whole ass shit.
You, man. I'm gonna tell you right now. You be doing some crazy shit.
The right girl told me to do something. I'm like,
oh yeah.
I mean, how much we donate to this?
Yeah. Facts. I'm out there fucking.
Put me down for 50. Yeah. Shit.
Oh, nigga. Turn it back down.
All right, hold on. We'll pause this. I was starting to vibe. This nigga want to stop it right when I'm about to end.
I bought a girl a tire. That's pretty simple.
That sounds considerate.
One tire?
No.
Like one a tire seat. Set.
A four set of tires, man. Nigga,
that's were you dating?
Huh? Well,
if you're dating, that's cost of doing business.
Ooh, nigga, a set of tires, new tires?
It was new tires.
That'll run you about $600-$700.
This will tie. When we bring it back to the crazy girl, nigga. I was lied to, nigga. I was lied to, but I felt like a fucking simp when I found out I was lied to. We'll talk about it more.
Next subject. Next episode is gonna be crazy.
Sounds crazy.
Overly Complicated Podcast, episode number 19. My name is Trico.
Darren, aka D Nasty.
I was aka
Late Night.
Me han llegado par de razones que ya roto corazones, tratando de llenar vacíos que ni llenas con galones. Esta es pa' que borracha la entone. De ti solo extraño hacerlo sin condones. Y con razón tan poquito te dolió. De cora que no fui yo el que la nave despegó. Y tu corazón idiota siempre me extrañará, baby. ¿Pa' qué me vas a amar si yo te dije adiós? Si ya me despedí de ti. No quiero saber más de tus besos. ¿Pa' qué me vas a amar? Ya te di tu perdón. El rencor nunca ha estado en mí. Ahora lo que hagas me vale un peso. Yo te amaba, yo te quería. Pero ya se acabaron esos días. Ahora lloras, arrepentida. Pensando en mí mientras el café se te enfría. Estoy seguro.